Education will be the top priority in the fiscal 2020 budget proposal that Governor Larry Hogan plans to send to the General Assembly today. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that Hogan is promising increased funding for public schools, school construction, and the university system of Maryland.
The governor previewed his $46 billion budget during a press conference Thursday. He says he's allocating $6.9 billion to K-12 education, more than the school funding formulas require.
Every single school system in Maryland will see increased investment by the state.
Under the formulas, which use enrollment numbers, Baltimore and several other jurisdictions would see decreased school funding. He says he's also setting aside $200 million for recommendations expected to come from a commission tasked with improving public schools.
Our fiscal 2020 budget includes an additional $438 million more for school construction funding, which is the biggest investment in school construction in state history.
The University System of Maryland is slated to get $1.4 billion, up from about $1.1 billion last year.
Our budget also dedicates nearly $250 million more to continue to combat the heroin and opioid crisis, which is an increase of 20% over last year.
Transportation projects get about $3 billion, and he provides money for tax breaks for businesses that create jobs in areas designated opportunity zones.
It does all of this without raising taxes, without cutting services, and without raiding dedicated special funds.
For now, Hogan has revealed just some of the numbers in his budget. The details of each of these proposals, and what's missing, will become clearer after he releases the full budget later today. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.